Insects chirp and rain falls lightly as the first buses arrive at Chapelwood Elementary. It's around 7:15 a.m. Staff begin to line up students by grade as they come off each bus.
Let's start with kindergarten. All the kindergartners get off. We're walking them all the way down to their classroom today. We have staff members that walk them all the way down, trying to make sure they social distance in the hallways, teaching them hallway procedures and things like that.
That's Assistant Principal Sean Grimes.
If they don't have a mask on, the bus drivers will give them a mask. And then when they get off the bus, if for some reason they've lost it or it's in their book bag and they can't find it, then we will have extra masks for them here at school. Yeah.
Good morning. I like your Minion mask, sir.
Brightly colored dots on the hallway floor show students how far to distance as they walk. Third grade teacher Cameron Cross, wearing a mask, greets students to her class with a quick reminder.
Make sure you pull your mask over your nose, Brooklyn. Make sure you sanitize.
Now, they go right to their seat with their backpacks and begin to work. Cross is trying to find more ways to bring back the loose, collaborative spirit of past school years. One way is called Circle Up.
Students now are sitting on their desks, so that way it's giving them a little bit of change of seat, and it makes it feel a little bit different than our like normal day of them just sitting in their chairs. And I feel like that makes them want to engage, and they just get excited anytime I say circle up because it's just an opportunity to change.
All right, go ahead, circle up. All right, how was homework last night? Give me a thumbs up. It was in the middle. Thumbs down. How'd it go? Good.
Another challenge, how to get students interacting with each other while staying distance and seated in front-facing desks.
Because I enjoy that student interaction and kind of that partner work and them having a chance to just interact and share their work with each other. And so just I've been trying to find ways to do that in a safe way. Mm-hmm. So I'm still trying to work through that, yes. Mm-hmm.
Then there's the noise, or actually the lack of it, due to masks and distancing. The entire school now feels muted.
Or like even having like a room this quiet is really different from like previous years. Because I don't mind my students talking as long as it's on task and focused on what we're doing. So just trying to figure that out.
We are ready.
My name is Kirsten Brissy. I have been here for 2 years now, a little over 2 years, and I'm the head custodian here. We've changed everything about the way we do lunch, the way we clean tables, the way we clean chairs, the order we go in, the way we dismiss the children, and the way we take trays and do the trash. Now we're cleaning every single chair, every single lunch, and we have to clean the whole chair instead of just where the parts that the kids are sitting in. And then in the classrooms, we usually would get the door handles, the light switches, and things like that, but it wouldn't be nearly as much as we're doing now. Now we are strictly focusing on all the high touch points. The fronts of hand sanitizers, the light switches, door handles, even the handles to the teacher's filing cabinets.
Brissy says in the past, she and her crew knew the entire school depended on them. Now, the stakes are much higher.
Now we have to make sure that, you know, all the children in our school are safe and we're not going to be allowing them to spread any of COVID or anything around the school.
Wayne Township Schools offer students the choice to attend in-person class or remote learning. For WFYI, I'm Eric Weddle.
A bucket of wipes in each classroom that we check every night to make sure that it is still full of liquid and